The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Robots of the company!
You are listening to the Robots of the Company holiday mini-episode number 81A, Greetings from Zev 12, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Welcome aboard the Titan III. Have a nice trip with us. Happy SantaCon Day. Welcome. I am Putch McNuttich, the administrator bot on board this ship. Welcome aboard the Titan III. Happy SantaCon Day, everyone.
Excuse me, Potch, but I need a word.
I'm kind of busy, Zimtron, if you haven't noticed. I'm greeting the new passengers.
Well, this is important.
What's so important that it can't wait?
It's just terrible, I tell you. I've lost my marbles.
Wow, that's not exactly news, Zimmy.
Oh, yes. Make a joke out of it. How very droll. Ha, ha, ha. You know darn well that I'm referring to my rare set of championship robotic marble-tossing league marbles, the ones used in the BRMTL Championship Series of 3085. The year the Martian Marauders beat the Titan Tractors in 7 games. It was epic! And I can't find my marbles!
All right, Zimtron. If you'll just relax for a little while here next to me, once I finish greeting all these nice passengers, I'll help you look for your marble set. Welcome to the Titan III.
Why, thank you kindly, sir. My name is Zev 12, but you can just call me Holy Hoppin' Hopscotch Mortimer.
Well, that's a very unusual sort of name.
No, sonny. I'm just surprised to see a familiar face. Mortal fella. How have you been, son?
Are you referring to me?
Of course I am, boy. Don't you remember your bunkmate from back at the factory? It's me, Zev 12. We came off the same assembly line back on Mars Prime. In fact, I was Zev 12, you were Zev 13 in those days, but you started calling yourself Mortimer. Remember, old chum? We was the best of friends.
I must admit, you do look a bit familiar, but...
Well, sure I do, old boy. We were the original line of the first ever automated pooper scoopers. You can't tell me you've forgotten.
Well, I... What? Pooper scoopers? Never. I'm a dishwasher. I always have been.
Now, don't get airs and graces on me, son. I know better than that. We were brothers, born of the same mother. A mass-production pooper-scooping machine, model ZBM-1001. Now don't tell old Zeb you've forgotten your old mammy.
Arch, I have no idea who this bot is. Please just erase your memory banks of everything he's just said.
Now you're gonna go and make me cry, boy. Imagine it, my own brother treating me like this.
Nonsense, I tell you. Nonsense. Punch, I'll go and get Lynx to help me find my marbles. I really need them.
Oh, ho, ho, did you see the look on his face? Priceless.
I don't get it. Are you really Zimtron's brother?
No, more like a distant cousin. But we did come from the same factory back in the day. Oh, more and I go way back, yes indeed. And I got him good, didn't I, son?
Oh, you certainly did. It's going to be a pleasure having you on board the ship. Welcome to the Titan III, Zev. Finally, someone to give it back to old Zimmy.
Oh, I'll give it back to him, all right, cuz. Because I certainly don't need it.
You just made my Xenicon day. Thank you, Zeph-12.
A pleasure, son. A real pleasure. Now tell me, boy, have you ever heard of Abraham Lincoln?
Well, sure. Who hasn't? He was a great American president back in ancient times. Why do you ask?
Because I'm him. He's me. I'm the reincarnated bot version of Abraham Lincoln. Now you can tell every bot you know that you've met a living legend.
Oh boy, why do we always get the lunatics?
You have been listening to the Robots of the Company's holiday mini-episode number 81A, Greetings from Zeph-12, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred in order of appearance, Joe J. Thomas as Pudge, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, and introducing Zeph-12 as played by Dave Weaver. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor, sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at Dream. A little problem there. I'll try this again. Input data. Reboot. All right. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, or just to wish us a happy holiday, you may do so. And it is encouraged for you to write us. So please do email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is darkbuilding spelled out with the numeral 1@yahoo.com. We were celebrating the holiday season during the making of this audiogram. Yes, we're just having a grand old time around the old dark building at this time of year. And we hope you've enjoyed this bonus episode. We did it just for you. The rest of Season 9 of Robots of the Company is coming soon. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you. You right there. You know who you are. Please stay tuned. Happy holidays, everybody.
This program is copyright 2016, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.